Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Hey, you're commercial-free all day today on 97.1 Amp Radio, home commercial-free Mondays. Thanks for hanging out with us. You're about to get an update on what happened between Tiffany, age 24, from Sherman Oaks, and Max, age 26, from North Hollywood. This past Friday, they both decided to continue the hookup in our hookup hotline, which is like speed dating but live on the radio. Here's a little highlight in case you missed it, and then we're going to find out what happened next.
So what are you doing, Sherman Oaks?
I'm a receptionist, actually. I work at a hair salon.
Cool. Well, I'm a photographer. I got to get something like kind of in the clear. So I got a lot of female friends just from my line of work. Hang out with a lot of models. And it's been a problem before just having a lot of good looking lady friends. And I just want to make sure that's not going to be an issue.
I mean, I don't think so. I think that's going to be an issue.
You said you're a receptionist. At what kind of building? Where are you a receptionist? Hair salon, that's right.
Yeah. It's a salon, so they do cut colors.
I don't know all the details, but I do know that Tiffany was shocked by what Max showed her in the date.
That's all you've heard so far?
That's all I've heard, bro. Max and Tiffany, thank you for being back on with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Max, so what did you end up inviting Tiffany to do, bro?
Yeah, so I don't know. I thought it'd be super cool to surprise her with a photo. I'm a photographer, so I thought I'd do a photo shoot with it. She came on over.
Where?
To my place, my studio.
I mean, dude, wow. I know girls enough to know that you can't surprise them with a photo shoot. Like, they got to go into that with a mindset. Chelsea.
In my mind, I'm thinking, like, oh, this is not a good idea. It's not what I want to do on my first date
right.
with someone at
You're,
all.
Like, rethinking your outfit, your makeup.
Stress. But that's cool, man. You know, maybe the last pictures she had, some good ones, were like the mall glamour pictures. Remember those?
Sure. And it is creative. It's a creative idea.
Dope. So, Tiffany, what were your thoughts on that?
I thought it was kind of an interesting idea, you know, at the beginning, because I was like, okay, you know, I get to see what you do a little bit. Then I got to his place, and there were, like, pictures of women all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of them were nude. Whoa. Some of them were not. The point is, there were pictures of women everywhere in that apartment. Made me a little bit uncomfortable. And, you know, to top it all off, like, the guy just has an air mattress in his apartment. Oh. So it's, like, literally an air mattress and then, like, hundreds of pictures of women is all he has in there.
That sounds so creepy.
Wait, is that a deal breaker? Like, if a dude doesn't have a base under his mattress or something, like, you can't trust him or what?
Like, at least a box spring would be nice, you know, but he didn't even have that.
I mean, you walking into an empty studio apartment except for an air mattress and a bunch of photos of naked chicks, that sounds like the next Netflix horror series.
Yeah, it sounds murdery for sure.
It does. You know what? In retrospect, it does sound a little murdery.
Yeah.
Max, break it down, bro. Please defend yourself here, man. This is not cool.
It's just, I mean, it's my job, you know. There's a lot of other photographers who I'm sure have studio apartments that look just like mine. You know, it's just sort of the nature of being in the business. For us, it's totally normal.
You're living the hustle. You're fully committed to your job. I get that, man. Listen, I lived on an air mattress for a while. One time my air mattress was so old, I had to keep it plugged into the wall because it would lose air occasionally in the middle of the night and click on. And if a girl was staying with me, she's like, what's that noise? I'm like, it's a refilling, babe. Don't hate.
So did you at least take the photos, Tiffany, or did you, like, bounce?
I bounced.
No
way! We talked for a couple minutes, and then I was just like, you know, I just didn't feel comfortable, so I decided to head out.
Hey, good for you for owning your truth.
Max, what were your thoughts on that, bro?
I was bummed. I was super bummed. I feel like she totally would have changed her mind about the whole situation if she'd just seen the photos. I think she would have loved them.
She might have made it to the Wall of Hall of Fame wall.
I don't know.
The Wall of Fame. Right above the air mattress.
Anyways, Tiffany, anything else you would like to say to Max? I mean, he sounds like he's genuinely bummed out that you peaced out on him.
You know, Max, I'm sorry it didn't work out, but, you know, I wish you all the best, and I hope you find someone who's into that, I guess.
And a box spring, apparently.
That's all right. You know, that's all right.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.